New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
All right, so Farrell on the bench. It's crazy what's going on here tonight because this is the last show I'm doing on the radio late night. For, let's just say, for good. I don't have any ambitions to forever. Yeah, I'm, you know, forever. I don't really, you know, I don't have any aspirations to ever do late night radio again. I've done it for 38 years. I think I've given it my all. I've done everything I can at this level. I said last night, you know, people have called me the king of late night radio, whatever. Fair enough. I'm certainly not the king of all media. I worked for him, Howard, who I admire and look up to and just absolutely hold in the very highest regard of any human being I've ever worked with in my life. I love Howard Stern, and he meant a lot to me, and I'm just forever grateful for his friendship and being just a fantastic human being to me, and just the greatest person ever. And I loved it. And, you know, I worked at every level of big time radio, and that's just all there is to it, right? I was the first nationally syndicated sports talk show. You know, there were shows, but no one was syndicated like I was. Lou, you know, Mel Karmazin put me on, and, you know, I was on The Fan in New York, and I was on every great radio station. I was on every station Howard was on in America, right? I was on all of them in Los Angeles and Philly and New York and Chicago and San Francisco. And I mean, just literally every one of them, Boston, Miami, Atlanta, every city in the country. And that was crazy. And that was also a late night show. 10 to 1 in New York. And then I did you know, that I did late nights on Howard 101 from 8 to midnight. I did 10 to 2 at CBS, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. On CBS and whatever it was, 350 markets, something like that. Then we're you know, we came to work for Lou Mayone at Sports Grid, and they put me on. We started a sports radio network here, and you know, Sports Grid Radio, and I started doing 10 to midnight. And I mean, you know, what haven't I done? I've done it all. I did morning drive in New York. I did you know, morning drive in Chicago. I did afternoon drive in Atlanta. I was number one there for a year. I did 10 to 1 in San Francisco, and I did Sports Channel America syndicated nationally in every single television market in America while I was on KMBR San Francisco, the sports leader. And meanwhile, they hated me. Meanwhile, I was number one every male alive that had a heartbeat in the city of San Francisco listened to me. The management there couldn't stand me because I had stones the size of Texas, and they were all a bunch of wussies and crybabies and pansy asses. I wanted to smash their faces in because they were such phonies, cheese-eating, wine-sipping, just girly men. We welcome all of our radio affiliates to a pain-free Friday edition, the last For All and Event show ever, on late-night radio, at least. Sirius XM, Channel 159, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, ESPN Radio, Near TM 1-1-2-Yamana, Sports Map, Sports Byline, and Armed Forces Radio. Look, I love all of you guys. I love everybody. Craig Larson at Sports Map, thank you. Darren Peck and Ron Barr at Sports Byline in San Francisco, thank you. Bill Hagan and Scott Kaplan at Mightier 1090 in San Diego, thank you. You have no idea how much you mean to me. I love San Diego. It's my favorite place in the world. I love going there more than anywhere, including the Caribbean. I love San Diego. I'll retire there. I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen. My son's going to go to San Diego State. That's how much you mean to me. Thank you for everything. I'm lucky that I'm blessed that Sports Grid will, you know, the relationship will continue. I'm going to be doing more television than ever. So the coast-to-coast shows will be on in San Diego and Southern California and all of California on Mightier 1090. It'll still be on Sirius XM, Channel 159 every day. I think that eventually the Sports Grid people have told me that, you know, they're going to do some cool things with my third hour of my TV show that'll, I think, end up being, my guess is, just a guess, I think it'll end up being on overnights, like somewhere in the neighborhood of after Morenci, before KW and Donnie, you know what I mean? Somewhere in that window of 3 to 7, that one of those hours will be re-aired. So hopefully you'll still hear me on late night radio. It just won't be live. It'll be a part of my TV show that you'll still dig and I think like, and it'll be, it, you know, it'll be cool, and it is what it is. I have to, I got an hour left here. I want to come back and really tell you about a lot of people that matter to me in my life in radio on a bench. All right, Pharrell on a bench. So going down the litany of people that have affected my career, doing late night radio, believe it or not. I have to say, I've had a very special relationship with Sirius XM, right? It's just been unbelievable. I'm just in absolute awe of everything they do. That is no reflection on anyone else in terrestrial radio. I like, you know, I did it all, right? So I worked in terrestrial radio my entire career, and then I started working at Sirius when Howard brought me there in 06. And I just admire them so much. I just think it's so ahead of its time, right? It's just fabulous radio and fabulous sports, play-by-play and everything. Their sports talk channels, everything is great. I want to thank Scott Greenstein, Steve Cohen, Eric Spitz, everyone, you know, Howard Stern, even Tim Sabian, who was a huge reason I was there. Everyone, Mel Karmazin, who I love until I'm in a casket. Mel Karmazin made me. Mel Karmazin created me. He promoted me. He gave me the world. He made me a wealthy young man. And I thank him and his family forever, forevermore. How much they mean to me. You have no idea. I'll never forget any of those people. I've loved being on Sirius. I loved being at the Super Bowl and them letting me be on the stage, the main stage, doing Sports Grid TV for those 5 days at the Super Bowl. That was really cool. A million thanks to Steve Cohen and Eric Spitz for that. And I loved working there, and I loved being there, and everything about it was just so fabulous. It was like no other job I ever had. So you mean a great deal to me. Thank you very much. I remember 97WB in Bloomington, Indiana, when I was 18 years old. I was overnight DJing six nights a week. I spun from midnight to six in the morning. And let's just say I had a rough time making it to class in college. I was an overnight DJ, man. I DJed in college, but I wasn't on a college station. I was on a real station making a living. I was getting a salary to be on there spinning records. And I was 18 years old, man, until I was 22. And when I was 23, I got hired by CBS because I was ahead of my time. And I was really good. And I stood out like a sore thumb on the radio. And I started doing overnights when I was 18. I'm 56 years old. It's over. I'm sick and tired of doing it. I mean, try doing it every night of your life for 38 years and then tell me I'm being selfish or I'm crazy or what are you doing? Why are you walking away from it? I'm just sick and tired of working it, these types of hours in my life. And I know people are like, why is he saying this? Well, because try it on for size. I hear people crying about getting up and doing a show in the morning. I used to go to work at 3 in the morning. I did morning drive. I was on at 5 a.m. Try that on for size every day. See how many years you could do that before you'd quit, before you'd cry to your mommy. See how many nights you can do midnight to 6 before you cry to your mommy. I never did. I did it every year of my career. I've been doing it since I was 18. I'm 56. Do the math. I've been doing it so long. No one has ever done more late night radio than me. Carver High, there's not a person alive in radio that's done it more than me. No one. I'm the king of it. That's it. End of discussion. There's a million people that I think are mega talented on the radio. I've said this a thousand times. Morenci's one of them. I'm a big fan of Gabe's. I think he's crazy. I love him. He's awesome. He's phenomenal. And, you know, I've just done it on a different level forever, longer than him. I think he's great now. He's the man now doing his thing. He's rocking. I think he's fabulous. He's just killing it. And I know he will keep killing it. And I'm a pal of his, a friend of his, a fan of his. I like him a lot. I think the world of him. But I've just done this, I've done it way longer. Like, I think he was doing like heavy metal, playing in clubs and jamming and bands when I was doing radio 25 years before he was, right? Like, so that's the facts. Carver, how you know it's true?
It is true. Listen, you, well, 38 years.
You know that I'm like spent on it, right? Like, tell the truth. Like, how many times have I told you over the last couple of years that I can't take this anymore?
No, 100%. No, you were ready to move to earlier in the day.
Look, I wanted to do TV at Sports Grid. That's why I took the job. I was excited to do sports betting on TV, streaming TV with Sports Grid. That's why I took the job. Carver High knows this is true. I said this last night. I have like 28 years of pension coming from CBS, right? Who in their right mind would walk away from that to do this for no pension, for no money, for like, you know, like I get paid years of pension every month from 65 until I'm dead because of all the work I did at CBS. Who in their right mind would walk away from that to do this for nothing? You know, I don't get a pension here or anything like that with doing this show. I did the show because they needed me to because of the COVID pandemic. Is that not true, Carver High?
That is correct. We were doing all TV before the pandemic.
Okay, so I came here to do TV, and that's what I wanted to do. That's why I took the job. I'm a huge fan of Sports Grid. I'm a huge fan of Lou Mayone. I'm a huge fan of Mike Cardano. I'm a huge fan of Greg Sussman. I came here to do TV with them. It's that simple. I want to do TV all day, every day. That's exactly why I did it, and no other reason. I had a great gig, and I walked away from all that to do this, and then everything changed when the world changed, and then I did this for a couple more years. I never wanted to do this. I was done with it. I was like, I was doing 10 to 2 for 8 years. I'm like, I'm done doing late night radio. And then I come over here, and 5 minutes later, they're like, we need you to do late night radio. And I'm like, I said to the, I'll never forget. I said to the guy, that's not what I signed up for. And he's like, well, then leave. And I'm like, no, because I want to do TV with you. I want to be here. I want to be doing Sports Grid TV. That's what I want to do. And that's what I'm doing. And I flourish at it. I'm good at it. We're good at it. Carver High's good at it. We have a blast doing it. And the other thing is just, you know, something I've wanted to get away from for a long time because I've done it for 38 years. It's that simple. There's no other reason I'm doing this. It's because I'm done with it. It's just that simple. There's nothing else to say. I loved every minute of it until the last couple years, you know, just, it's just not doing it for me. I'm just like, my life's ruined. I don't have, I've never, do you realize I've never gone out to dinner with my wife on a weeknight for 22 years since I've known her. I got two kids that are star basketball players. I've never seen them play basketball. Because all I do is do late night radio. And then, I mean, I work on TV all afternoon and then I got like 4 hours. I got to be back on. I'm like a, you know what? I'm a day-night doubleheader every day of my life. It's a pain in my ass. I'm just too old. I just don't get into it. Plus, I'm still a baller. I like playing basketball. And I play ball, and I'm good at it. I'm gangster baller tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. I get off the air here all the time, and I'm jumping. I used to get off at midnight, 2 in the morning. Get home at 3:30 in the morning and play at 5:30 in the morning, and Carver High knows that's true, too. I'd rather play basketball than anything else on earth. And I play tons of ball. And then what gets in the way of it? This show. I'm always doing late-night radio, and it screws me up. And I never get to play ball because of it. It sucks. So I just want a life. I want to do TV. They said, we want you to do more TV. We want you to do weekends. We want you to do more hours. I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's do more TV. That's what I want. And they're like, what do you want? I said, I don't want to do radio anymore. All right, see you. Bye. It's over. Done. Yeah, for all on the bench. So, you know, Carver High and Gopher the Two, Joe Lisi, are going to be carrying the mantle and doing the show now starting Monday. I couldn't be happier for them. I'm a big fan of theirs. I like Joe a lot. I loved him. He's been on the show a million times every week. He was on doing college football for the last couple of years. I think he's a cool dude. I think my relationship with Carver High speaks for itself. I met Carver High at CBS, and he was working on The Fan. I stole him away from people that didn't understand his talents. And I put him on the air, and I knew he was very gifted and that he would be a radio and television star. And it didn't take long for me to be right about that either. You know, I think I know talent when I see it and when I hear it, and he's got it. I think he's going to be great, and he already is. I think doing Coast to Coast with him is pretty funny, pretty good stuff. It's a great we make a great team. The only time I really ever hang out with the dude is when we're like on the road in Vegas or something, or in LA, whatever. I'm sure the Final Four, we'll go to a million sporting events together. That's when we kind of hang out and eat at really good restaurants and pound beers and stuff like that. But I don't hang out with him because he roots for losers. I mean, all the teams he roots for, I hate. So I can't be hanging out with some dude that roots for these types of communist teams. And he lives out there in the middle of Europe on some island in the middle of Europe. You got to take a boat to get to his house. I don't.
That's true.
You know, I live in New York City. I don't have time for all this, you know, going to Europe. You know, he lives out there in the middle of nowhere on some island in Montauk or something. I can't. He's one step away from snapping off into the ocean.
I don't got that much money. I don't got that kind of money. I can't go out there to Montauk. That's not where I am. But look, I'm looking forward to it. You know that I've always thanked you for stealing me from the other place. I absolutely love doing the show with you in the afternoon. You're right. We have a blast doing it. And I'm honored that I'm going to be kind of sliding into your spot here starting on Monday. I'm pumped for it. I've been working with Joe in the fall in the afternoons doing just football. And now I'm going to open him up and make him bet on everything else on the board. So You know, we're going to have some fun, me and Joe, starting on weeknights on Monday.
I think you guys will be great. And look, I'm not leaving because of any other reasons. There's nothing to it. It's just, you know, I've done 38 years of this late night stuff, and I just don't want to do it anymore. I want to do the Sports Grid TV. That's what I love doing. That's what I wanted to do. That's why I'm here. That's what I'm meant to do. I think there's guys, I said to you before, between you and like Morenci, they don't make him any better than that. Dude's a freak. I think he's a badass, and I think he's the best thing going now. And then you and Lisi are nuts. You guys are going to be great, and we're still going to be doing shows every day, and they're still going to be on Sirius XM and all these other radio networks. So what's the effing difference? For once, can I not stay up till 4 in the morning? Would that be all right with everybody? Can I become an alcoholic again on my own time? Thanks. Can I smoke some bong rips?
It's funny you bring up Morenci, because guess who we got for you on the line right now? Look, it's Gabe Morenci right with us now here on the bench.
What?
Scotty! What?
It's Morenci. Are you serious?
What's up, Scotty?
What's up, bro?
Good stuff. I just figured I'd check in before we start our late-night anger management class. Just wanted to show some respect to you. I was telling someone earlier in the day when I saw you talk about this on Twitter, the announcement. I said, I started listening to you. I think it was like 1990, 1989. I was living in Hollywood, and I was listening to like the Dodger show or whatever. There used to be, remember they used to have the all metal radio station in LA at the time? It was badass. But anyway, so sure. I was flicking around the dial.
Sure.
And then I heard like some metal and stuff, man, like cranking in the background. You had like, I don't know, it was Coach Fossil. You had some coach on. I was like, man, this guy's talking about smoking bongs and drinking beers with NFL coaches. Not the, hey, yes, sir, and no, sir, and yes. I was like, this is how you do it, right? I was a metalhead living in Hollywood. I was a degenerate gambler, but I was like, 19, 20 years old, et cetera.
Right.
And then right away, I was hooked, bro. And then over the years, I was so stoked when David Letterman, I was telling people, that's my guy, man. This guy, you don't know who he is. This guy's on the David Letterman show. He's the king of the king of sports talk. And you've been doing it for so long. Look, I just hit my 20th anniversary recently. It's not easy, bro. It's a freaking grind, especially like the late night type of stuff. So, we're dialed up. And we enjoy it. You get caught up in it. But at the same point in time, sometimes I look and I'm walking down the street getting dinner before the show. And I see a hot chick sitting on a patio of a bar. And I'm thinking, man, I wouldn't mind sitting down with this girl right now and having a good time and partying tonight and living life a little bit.
Right.
Like you said, hit the golf course, shoot some hoops. But you're not retiring. It just gives you more energy and strength for the afternoon. I look forward to the weekend TV shows, too.
Listen, dude, you're, one of my all-time favorites. I've said that a million times to you, to your face, and on the air. And funny, I was just talking about you tonight on the air that I think you're the baddest Mother Forever going on the radio.
I appreciate it.
I'm a huge pal of yours, you know that, and I support everything you do in life, and I think you're an incredible dude. So there's nobody doing it meaner, rougher, or more hardcore than you. I think Carver High is going to be great at it. I think you are setting the standard in it. I've done it for 38 years. Like, imagine that. Like, I'm almost double your run, and I'm just like, bro.
I don't have another 18 in me, bro. I'll tell you that.
Stick a needle in my arm.
Yeah, I don't have another 18 in me. I don't have another 18 left in me. I'll tell you that. I promise you that, man. I've always thought about that, too. I'm like, one day, in the future, I want to be just like Andy Rooney. Come on once a week for 5 minutes and just pissed as hell. You ever notice everyone's so stupid? Listen. You ever notice the drivers suck?
Right. He was great. And you brought up Letterman. I got to say, because I was thanking everybody. I told the story earlier, like, of how we met and how I used to, do radio with you in Toronto and on, uncensored radio. And there was really nothing like it. When you and I were doing shows with no rules and completely unglued, that was like some of my fondest memories ever, the greatest radio I ever did. And the fact that I got to do my hero was David Letterman, and that I got to go on his show twice because he was a big fan of the show and the millions of people that have loved the show over the years. That's really why I do it. And that was probably one of the greatest thrills of my life. And then working for Howard Stern and then getting to meet you and the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart, and going up to Toronto and just getting absolutely shack-faced with you guys and causing trouble with you. Those are some of my fondest memories in life. I loved hanging out with you in L.A. I can't wait to go to the Final Four with you. I can't wait to do a million shows with you. I thought our Super Bowl show, as usual, was kick-ass.
I got numbers in, Scotty. I got numbers. I appreciate all the love, Scotty. You know how I feel about you. And, yeah, so on Saturday morning when I was getting on the plane, these guys are all going to the bigwig parties and stuff. You're already back home. I was heading to the airport, and Cardano says, I said, all right, Super Bowl tomorrow. And he goes, so we had 600,000 viewers last year on the smart TVs, right? Basically, Samsung TV. We're killing it, Scotty, on there. Just like, you know, Pharrell on the grid. And coast to coast, coast to coast, Will. So 600, I was thinking, damn. Because remember he told me last year, I was like, oh, that's a lot. He goes, yeah, you know, we should get more this year. And I was thinking, I don't know. I didn't see any promotions, bro. I remember seeing any billboards. Do you? thinking, you want me and Scotty to get off a plane and get more than 600,000 people to watch tomorrow? Thinking, all right. I just sort of didn't say anything. Remember I brought it up on the air to you? Oh, I was kidding. All right, we got to top it and stuff. 900,000. 900.
I just got a massive chub. That's a massive chub.
So, and
you know you do.
And he's so casual. He goes, next year we'll hit a million.
Hey, listen. You know what? Listen, where you and I come from, I skipped school that day, so I round up to a million already. We hit a million on the Super Bowl Sunday because you and I cheated in school off that pretty girl with the glasses on.
Rounding
up. Having sex with her later in life. Crazy thing. Once she got contact, she was pretty hot when she became a playmate. Dude, keep shredding. Keep playing your guitar. Keep being a metalhead. Keep being the rager. I'll always come on your show, support you, love you. I love doing TV with you. You're a freak. I love you and the Prime Minister. You're both demented mother Pharrellers. That's what I like about you. Don't ever change for anybody. You're a sick dude, and that's what I like about you. And I know our boy Carver High is going to carry that big fat torch as well at 10 to midnight. I can't tell you how much it means that you called in tonight, dude. You're a first-rate, first-class, badass mother Pharreller. I'll always remember that you called me tonight out of the blue. That means more to me than you'll ever know.
I had to do it, Scotty, and I appreciate it, man. I look forward coming on after Carver. It's going to be like nothing but bills for like, what, a nice five-hour block, six-hour block?
Yeah, you too. Yeah, you too with your sissy bills. Go have a sandwich.
Yeah, Bills Mafia takes right, over Sirius XM.
Bills and hockey. Bills and hockey for 5 hours.
Listen, I heard the Prime Minister's in the Clark County Detention Center.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Locked up all week.
Love you too.
Later, bro. Anyway, that was way cool. Morenci, Sports Rage, calling in, giving me some love. That was way badass. All right, we still got one more fat segment, and then a rapper from New York is thrilling events. All right, for all on the bench. So, just so we're clear, look, people have said to me, I talked to my agent today, and I have two of them really that are very influential in my life. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, I've had a lot of big jobs in my career. Let's face facts, I have. It's that simple. And I've had great agents. I had Don Buchwald, who was my agent when I was with Howard Stern, who's Howard's agent. And then my guy over there, David Katz, is heavily involved in my life for the last 25 years, running my career with John McConnell, who ran ESPN and ABC radio. Powerful guy. And I think the world of them, and they've been great for my career and great for me. And I've had other agents at times. I had Bob Eatman, who represented me, and, you know, Opie and Anthony, and, Bob was great, and Bob passed away. God rest his soul. His brother still runs the company. Ross Eatman, I think is his name. They were great for me way in the beginning when I was, when I cut my first deal with Mel Karmazin to be huge. It's Pharrell on a bench. It was Lissa Miller in Chicago. I want to thank her as well. She was really cool. A crazy bee. I mean, just a crazy bee. I love them crazy bees. What up, kid? There's nothing I love more than a powerful woman, that's got just absolute stones. And she was one of them. I'll tell you what. I even had ICM and in Los Angeles. And you know what's funny? I'm not Harvard High knows this is true. I'm not saying that I will never do radio again. I'm not saying that. It's pretty much a business thing. I don't want to do late night radio anymore. Fair enough. That's it. I've done 38 years of late night radio. I've sniffed the morning drive in New York for a year. That was great. Morning drive in Miami for a year. That was great. I was number one in both. Oh, Howard kicked my ass. But I did really well in mornings in New York. I made a huge dent in that market. And in certain areas, right, like 18 to 34, I was huge. And then, you know, men, obviously. But... you know, I did mornings, like I said, in Miami. I owned Miami. I was number one there. I did afternoons in Atlanta. I was number one in Atlanta for a year. I loved working in Atlanta on 680 The Fan and my Friday shows at The Lodge. And they were notorious, just absolute debauchery. People having sex in the bathrooms. People just smoking fatties and chugging booze and beer. People just absolutely freaking out every Friday for a year straight in Atlanta. I mean, it was a scene. It was a mob scene. There were police there every week. Just, they had to have police presence because there were thousands of people that just swarmed on this bar to see me do my show live. And I was just insane. I was setting fires and juggling and chugging beer and behaving poorly. And it just, and I was just so bad. And I slept so many checks. I was just such a bad person. It was awesome. And I'm not saying I'll never do it again, radio, but I love radio. I probably will do it again, but I'm not doing it at late night. I'm not doing late night radio anymore. I mean, somebody had to give me millions of dollars to do it, because I don't even want the money. I would rather have nothing than do late night anymore. It's just, it's taken a toll on me, right? Like, I'm like an old dude that I shouldn't be old, because I still ball. I'm still young at heart. I'm still crazy. I'm still fun. I'm still a blast. I love to travel the world. I love to eat everything I see. I go to fancy restaurants. I love to live life to the fullest. And I just can't do that anymore at my age with this job, with this late night radio job. It just sucks for me. I'm too old to be doing this. I've done my 38 years. You heard Morenzi's done 20. I got him by 20 years almost. Can you imagine? He's got 18 more years to catch up to me. I mean, in 18 years, he'd be, you know, almost 70 years old. He can't even do it. He can't go the distance with me, because I did it since I was 18. He didn't start doing it till much later, right? So I've done it so long that I just can't do it anymore. It just, it's not fun for me anymore. It's become a pain in my ass. And I don't know any other way to do it than to just tell it like it is, right? Like, going out, just tell it like it is. I mean, it is what it is. I'm not going to go on and be some sissy and lie. There was no other reason I'm doing this. It's real simple. I want to do Sports Grid TV, which is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do tons of it. So everything I do on Sports Grid TV will still be on the radio. It'll still be on Sirius Channel 159. It'll still be on in San Diego on 1090. It'll still be on Sports Map. It'll still be on Sports Byline. It'll still be on Armed Forces. I'm going to be everywhere. I'm going to be doing more now than I was doing the Coast to Coast and the Pharrell on a Bench radio show. I'm going to do way more. Carver High, tell them, am I doing way more now? Carver High not getting involved in this decision, apparently.
Well, no, I'm getting involved in this decision. You are doing way more now on the television side than you were doing before. Of course, extra hour Coast to Coast. There's weekends involved. There's a lot of things happening now. More hours on TV.
So I'm doing, eventually, in like let's just say hypothetically, in sometime in the next month, I'm going to end up doing Saturday and Sundays as well. I'm gonna do I'm gonna do in-game live on weekends, right? During all the big games on Saturday and Sunday, when you watch college football and pro football, I'm gonna be on. Okay, so I'll be on TV doing all that, and that'll be on the radio simulcast, and there'll be no one. I mean, nobody. When I'm on live and there's games on, and I got a betting thing going on where I'm betting on all these games, you will never. I'm gonna be a rocket. Just an absolute rocket ship on fire coming off the launching pad every Saturday and Sunday.
Very interesting when we get to the fall again, because you're used to being on for maybe one game, a Monday night football game, a Thursday night football game.
Right.
You're going to be on with every game going on in front of you. So I can actually imagine how that's probably going to be pretty crazy when we get to the fall on college and pro football Saturdays and Sundays.
I also agreed with in my deal to do specials on the road, wherever. Super Bowls, Final Four, Stanley Cups, World Series, NBA Finals, Augusta, whatever, you know. I have covered in my career four Olympic Games. I've done my show live at four Olympics. I've been to everything. The only thing I've never done live is shows from the World Cup. I've done everything else. I've done, you know, 15 Super Bowls. I've done everything. I've done everything except the World Cup. I want to do the World Cup, and Sports Grid is enabling me to do all this TV. I think, I'll be honest with you, I think Sports Grid is the greatest thing ever. The streaming TV, the sports betting 24/7, we're the number one sports betting streaming service in the world. We have gigantic deals in place with every player that matters in betting. From, you know, FanDuel to BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks now has gotten in bed with us. We're excited about that. We've been, you know, partners with FanDuel. We have the greatest thing going. We're on every streaming service known to man. We're on Samsung, Vizio, LG, TLC. On every single, you know, smart TV in the world, you just search Sports Grid and we're on. We're on Roku, Sling, Zumo, Stir, Plex, all these. I mean, it's just insane. YouTube TV, we're on everywhere. Millions of fans watch us. People now stream television more than watch cable television. More. And I can guarantee you more kids, 18 to 34, do it. It is the most insane thing watching this network blow up. And to be here from the ground floor and to work with such phenomenal people. Like, you know, I love Lou Mayon and Suss, Greg Sussman, Mike Cardano, all these people, Charles Tice, Jeremy Stein, all these people have meant something to me, and it's really cool being a part of it. Now, you may not believe that, they may not believe that, but I know they do. They know I'm down because I'm all in. They said, we want you to work more. I'm like, let's go. We want you to work weekends. I'm like, let's go. They're like, what do you want? I go, I don't want to do late night radio anymore. I want to kill myself. They're like, slow down. I'm like, you have no idea. And then we were able to figure it out. And I'm not leaving late night radio because I'm mad or anything, or you know, I'm not putting up with it anymore. It's not like that. I just am like, listen, brah, I'm spent. I got nothing left for you. I'm just not even me anymore. I'm not even Pharrell on the bench. It's just not. What I'm used to. It's not the guy that people expect when I come on as Pharrell on the bench to be completely insane and flipping out and raging and playing my music and the drops and everything that I do. It's just not me anymore. And I don't want to go out like a wussy. I don't want to ever sound soft or be lame. And I feel like with my intentions and what I'm delivering and what I'm doing at this hour, at this late hour, at this age, I'm just not what I'm used to being and doing. And so I'm like, I'd rather just go out on kind of on a high note where I gave it everything I had for 38 years. No one ever did it like me. And it's like Morenzi said, I was watching on Letterman. You know, I got on Letterman because of the show. So I want to leave now doing late nights. But it doesn't mean I wouldn't do like a midday show sometime or at noon or at 3 or whatever in radio again. You know, and I'm a businessman, too. Like, I've made a great living doing this. So, you know, I want to do it. I want to be paid handsomely to do it at the right time of day. I just don't want to do late-night radio ever again. I'm done with it. I already conquered it. There's nothing left to prove for me at this hour or at 8 to midnight or 10 to 1 or 10 to 2 or 12 to 6 or 10 to midnight. I've done them all, and I won the Super Bowl, multiple Super Bowls. I'm like the Steelers. I got 6 rings in this. I'm the heavyweight champion of the world. Michael Buffer said it last week in L.A. He said, Harrell on the bench, the heavyweight sports talk king of the world. You know, that's it. It's done. Kaput, grave, casket, nails. Can't do the late nights anymore. I'm going to go get some leg tonight for sure. After I wrap this puppy up, I may go out on the back deck and hit the Varela tub and spark up a fatty Saskatchewan style sign. Roll that hog leg up. Sha boy. Sha boy. You can't slow me down, Carver High. Carver High said, listen, I just want to carry the torch. He's like Muhammad Ali rolling with that Olympic torch down the street.
That's it.
Carver High's got he's got big pants to fill, and he's the perfect guy to do it. And your boy, Gopher to 2, Joe Lisi. Even though I stomp his ass with them football picks of his, I might have to come around and beat his ass. You might have me on as a guest now, Carver High, late night, yeah, talking about college football game.
That's it. I mean, I don't think Joe's got any idea what he's talking about. Maybe. Me.
he's jumping into the fire pit, son. You know what he is? Your boy Joe Lisi jumping into that Haleakala lava up there on that big old crater.
He's gonna be betting on golf by Thursday, that's for sure.
You got a real problem with golf. You should listen to this guy screaming and cussing at the television set every day on the set of Coast to Coast as he's watching golfers miss putts. The language just absolutely deplorable. We'll wrap it up once and for all from New York on a bench. All right, for all on the bench. So I just wanted to say before I wrap this up for the last time ever, I love the fans, millions of fans over the years. I'm nothing without you. I mean it. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. The relationships and friendships and fandom that I've received from millions of listeners over the years. Absolutely, millions and millions and millions and millions of listeners from 38 years ago until now. I think it's unequaled in late night radio history. I know they don't like me with all these accolades and Hall of Fames and legends and all this other nonsense, but we all know the truth. I'm the devil, so they would never go near me. They won't touch me. I'm too much of a bad boy, but God bless all of you. You're all a bunch of badasses. You're ruthless. I love you. You made my career. I'm nothing without you. I mean it. You've been very special to me. All the friends and fans over the years and listeners and even the people that hated me. It made for great radio. And I'll never forget doing it, ever. Believe me, you. And if I do, that'll really suck if I forget that I did this for so long and was so lucky and blessed and good at it. And it's just meant the world to me, and I'm never going to say never, but as far as late night goes, that's all she wrote. For Steve Stone, this is Harry Carey saying, so long, everybody. Good night from New York. It's Pharrell on the bench for the final time. Shake it up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.